item number nine, very far ahead of the schedule, so you're going to all get an opportunity to go home and maybe even miss Seattle traffic. That'd be something. Director Anderson, did you want to say something about the co-managers meeting for the benefit of the commissioners who did not attend?
I know that we talked a little bit about it this morning, and recognizing that we had six commissioners present, I just wanted to share just a little bit more, I guess, with Commissioner Holzmiller, and we'll get a chance to catch up with Commissioner Caney as well. It was a really well attended meeting. We had a dinner Wednesday night with a subset of the folks that were there for the larger meeting yesterday. Included a number of tribal chairs that came to that dinner discussion. We talked a lot about what we were going to do the next day, what we were intending to try to accomplish, which in short was to try to revitalize our co-management relationships, and then the tribes that we were having this discussion with were Puget Sound and coastal tribes, and almost all of the tribes had someone present. The larger meeting that occurred yesterday, we had about 36 of department staff came up and joined the meeting, and there was about the same number of tribal staff, technical staff, scientists, people that work together and help inform the policymakers and decision making. And part of that was because we were fortunate to have some folks that were there at the time that co-management was developed in 83-84, as well as folks that were there in the 10 years previous to that when the Bolt decision came along and talked a little bit about how life without co-management was. And we had Dr. Dick Whitney, who served as the Court's Fishery Advisory Board Chair, with us, a remarkable individual that was just, I think we all really enjoyed listening to him, and as well as Raleigh Schmitten, Billy Frank, Lorraine Loomis, and Bill Wilkerson, all pitched in that conversation. So it was, I think, I had a number of department staff who haven't been around for 30 years that perform very, very important work associated with co-management that commented how much they enjoyed being there and how much they learned and maybe began to understand a little bit why some of us who've been around that long believe that co-management is an essential part of managing our fisheries now and into the future. So, I also wanted to, apart from the co-managers meeting, you know, we heard a lot yesterday, at least, about the demise of fish runs and catches are small and so forth, but we had, this year so far, we've had 50,000 Chinook harvested in Puget Sound, which is the highest since 1997. 2007 was the last time we had something close to that. We had 177,000 coho harvested, and it's the highest since the banner year of 2001. And we had 500,000 angler trips, and it's the highest we've had since 1992 participating in our recreational fisheries. And as Commissioner Kehoe shared with us this morning, we had this astounding pink salmon run, and so we've had some successes despite all the doom and gloom that a lot of us tend to focus on, or some do. There were some really good things happening. And the other thing I would just share is that when I was at the Pacific States Marine Fisheries Commission meeting, we had an update on ocean climatic conditions, you know, looking at the Pacific Decadal Oscillation, El Nino versus El Nina events, cold versus warm water regimes, and we continue to be in a cold water regime and have been for about 4 years now. And so the outlooks for next year, just given that one measurement, I look pretty promising. So all is not lost.
I don't know if you even mentioned the Columbia River Chinook run.
Yeah, I was focused on Puget Sound just because of the things that we've been hearing about Puget Sound and how nothing's happening there anymore. But yeah, absolutely, we've had over a million Chinook return to the Columbia River this year, and it's
the highest number ever seen, right?
Well, it's
since recording
highest in one heck of a long time. I don't remember the, the how I was 35 or 40 years or something. It is. And a lot of those are naturally spawning fish going to Hanford Reach, while the sockeye populations fluctuate up and down a little bit, we continue to see strength there, and our coho runs have kind of been languishing in the Columbia, particularly in the lower Columbia, but natural populations along the coast and in Puget Sound continue to be doing pretty good. So just on the fish side of the house, things have been pretty good year.
Also, the razor clam side of the house is looking pretty rosy this year. Might as well put in a plug for the razor clam fishery.
It is. I looked at the population assessments for Long Beach, Twin Harbors, Copalis and Mock Rocks or Moclips. There's a lot of clams as witnessed by these early openings that we're having, and that's because and the size of the clam. That's the other really positive thing is the average size of the clam for this time of year is pretty darn good. So
and
get out and go clam.
Time to go out and dig tonight. Yeah.
Tonight is
you can make
still
it.
Have time.
There's time.
I just may do
it's
that.
An evening tide. So those are terrifically important to the communities of the coast. And Jay Holtzmiller, you must come out. And have you ever dug razor clams?
Yeah.
Okay. We need to get him out on the coast. Good. All right. Anything else to bring up for the good of the order? Do I get a cookie or something? 2:30. Okay, thanks everyone. If there's nothing else, we'll adjourn this meeting.